All right, I mentioned we have some special guests in the house. We have some storytellers from those troops coming up first to grace the stage from Improvised Star Trek, Captain Baxter himself, Matt Young. Yay!
To get out my low-tech cheat sheet here. Great. So there's three things you need to know before you hear the entirety of my story. The first is that NASA recently released information from the Kepler spacecraft space telescope that there could be possibly billions of habitable planets in the universe. That about 1 in 5 sun-like stars have a habitable zone. Thank you for, I don't know what happened there. Habitable zone. And it's possible that there are way, way more planets that could contain life than we previously thought. The second thing is Star Trek related. It's about the original series. In case you don't know this, I suspect most of you will here tonight. They sort of dumped this after the original series, but there were often many times when they would go to other planets where that was like an Earth-like planet where just one thing was different. Like the Romans are still in control in the 20th century. Dumb shit like that. And those planets just like, oh, they never existed. Don't worry about that. The third thing is that I am a narcissist. And I am self-involved because I'm an actor and I'm a performer. So the way that these three things came together is when I heard this news about the other planets and thought about Star Trek, I was like, what am I doing on all those other planets? What are all the other versions of me doing? Oh, my God, I really want to know. I'm so curious because I could probably, A, give them a ton of good advice. Because odds are they're fucking it up. But it really did get me thinking about this and thinking about my own life. And something else that recently happened is my parents just got divorced. I'm 39 years old. And they got married when they were 17 and 19 because my mom was pregnant with me. So this came as quite a shock. It wouldn't have come as a shock the year after I went to college because I lived with them for 18 years and they had nothing in common. They didn't particularly care for each other. And I sort of understood that, like, this is the pact we've made, that we're going to raise this kid. We're going to see this thing through because that's what you do. That's the responsible thing to do. Then about 5, 6, 7 years after college, I remember going home and my parents were drinking Long Island iced teas and watching, you know, Law and Order or something on TNT. And I'm like, oh, I guess this is just what they do. Everything's going to be all right. They're fine. And then some more time went by and there were more problems. My dad left for a while and had an affair. They split up again. Maybe they both had affairs. I don't know what happened at this point. I haven't really spoken to them much recently. But I think about those other planets and those other Matt Youngs and those other Jeannie Youngs and those other Paul Youngs. And I hope that they're happy. And I hope that they're finding what they need. I think, too, about my own failed relationship. I was supposed to be married a few years ago, and I wonder if I'm out there married somewhere else, and if this ever reaches those other planets, get out. In May, whether you heard the news about Kepler or not, this past May, Kepler was actually lost. A small wheel inside of the spacecraft broke, and obviously they can't reach it to fix it. So it's gone. But we have a lot of information from Kepler still to go through and a lot of data to analyze. And I guess so do I. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Matt.
In case you guys don't know, you can find Improvised Star Trek on iTunes. Just search Improvised Star Trek. And what's your website? ImprovStarTrek.com? TheImprovisedStarTrek.com. Also check out their Hitchhop music video, which is a Klingon version of Kiss Me. It's super great.